Deborah cringed. How like her own mother she sounded. She rolled her eyes at the whole mess she was making of this argument. Again, she turned away from them both. She glanced at Levi and Elior, two sons who obeyed both her and Lapidoth, who gave them no cause to fret, not like their willful sister. But they avoided her gaze. Huffing her frustration, she marched past them all and kept walking toward the center of town, toward her palm tree. How could a man who watched his family perish at Canaan's hand even consider allowing their daughter to leave their village and risk her safety? Sisera had grown bolder in recent years, and word had come to them a few years earlier how Israel's commander, Barak, had lost his wife during a raid on a local well. Deborah blinked, seeing the image of the broken, bloodied young bride, feeling Barak's grief. Sisera raped and pillaged wherever he went, and Deborah could not risk a similar fate for Talia. No. Let the girl argue and plead. She would not win this argument, even if Deborah had to outright defy Lapidoth to keep her from doing so. Deborah sighed. A bone-weary weight she carried with her every moment she spent in Talia's presence, every moment she tried to find a solution to the mother-daughter struggle they could not seem to shake. The girl needed to settle in a home of her own, bear children. Perhaps then she would understand. The thought troubled her. Shet, born a few years before Talia, had been one cousin Deborah considered. She had long since forgotten her feelings for his father, Amichai, and actually found Amichai's wife, Ilana, a woman to be trusted. Their children could have made a good match. But Shet had married an outsider the year before, and there were few men in the village who were eligible mates. With so many keeping to their own towns and village life fairly ceasing for fear that a celebration would draw Sisera's attention, there was no joy of the bridegroom in the streets. People married in secret, celebrated in homes in private, worshipped alone. Few caravans traveled the land, and when they did, they kept to the hills, avoiding the main roads. Times were definitely not as they had been in her youth. They were worse. Much, much worse. And 20 years of oppression had taken a great toll on them all. Talia was simply expressing her frustration at all of the restrictions. Deborah shook herself as the voices of her husband and sons carried to her while they made their way toward the city gate. She glanced in their direction, relieved to see that Talia was not with them. Tomorrow could be another argument, but at least today she could judge the people without that added worry. "What word do you seek?" Deborah asked later that afternoon, after an already full day of judging the people. Ever since the vision she'd had at the purification sacrifice, the people of the village had begun to seek her advice. A few women at first who came to her as she worked the grindstone. Then a woman and a man. Then the men. Now even the elders sought her, so often she had taken to holding court beneath the palm tree in the center of the town. Talia would play quietly at her feet in those early days, but soon she ran through the village with the other children, particularly Shet. Why had he not asked for her hand? Just as Amichai did not ask for yours? A man wearing the colors of the tribe of Issachar approached, drawing her thoughts back to her duties. He removed his turban and bowed his head in deference. She nodded in response. "A runaway slave from another tribe has sought refuge with me," the man said, rubbing a hand over his beard. His gaze showed uncertainty, but it held hers with a sense of acceptance that he would abide by her ruling. "Should I return him to his master?" Deborah lifted the scroll Lapidoth had copied for her and searched the words he had taught her to read. Most of the time she could recall the laws from memory, but now and then she was forced to consult Moses' law. "There it is," she said at last, careful of the parchment as her finger traced the words. "You shall not give up to his master a slave who has escaped from his master to you. He shall dwell with you in your midst, in the place that he shall choose within one of your towns, wherever it suits him."